Hello, welcome listeners to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, and I want to remind you of a change in the show schedule. For the next 7 weeks, we will be on the air 2 times a week, starting this week, Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m., and Saturdays from 10 to 11, and you can catch the show both times. Now, the topic for today is very exciting. We mentioned it last week. It's body waves and brain waves, using biofeedback productively to optimize health, and we'll be speaking with Dr. Mary Lee Esty. I think you'll enjoy it because we're going to talk about using biofeedback and her techniques, which she will describe, for depression and anxiety, headaches, ADD, fibromyalgia, post-traumatic stress syndrome, stroke, stress-related disorders, and a lot of other conditions. So that will be very exciting. I do want to remind you that this show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. Okay, news you can use. I've decided to tackle the flu issue because so many people are experiencing the flu. So I've got some information for you, and we'll talk about specific ways to help prevent and at least reduce the chance of getting the flu. And I think you've heard a lot of them, but perhaps there'll be something new for you. The news flash is this: a recent study that just came out, no Tylenol to prevent or treat fevers after vaccines. This is really important because this applies to anybody getting the flu vaccine, either the regular flu vaccine or the swine flu vaccine. For children who receive any vaccine, including flu vaccines, Tylenol reduces the effectiveness, and it's no longer recommended, according to the international research team. And this was in Lancet, October 2009. So this is new information because it has been routine for pediatricians and physicians in general to recommend Tylenol with the vaccination. Now, according to the CDC, the human infections with the 2009 H1N1 are ongoing in the U.S., and most people who have become ill with this new virus have recovered without requiring medical treatment. Now, that's not all people, of course, but it's nice to hear that it isn't as severe, but it certainly is widespread. Now, people who are 60 and over are less likely to have the flu because many have immunity to H1N1 due to earlier exposures to similar viruses. And the study published in the Journal of Emerging Infectious Disease indicates that human populations may have some level of existing immunity to the pandemic H1N1 and may explain why the H1N1-related symptoms have been generally mild. Now, some advice for preventing the flu and other contagious illnesses. This is just good advice in general. You've heard this: cover your nose and mouth with a tissue when you cough or sneeze into your sleeve at the elbow. Throw the tissue in the trash after you use it and wash your hands. And continue to wash your hands often with soap and water, and it should be warm water, and you should do it for at least 15 to 20 seconds. And if soap and water aren't available, go ahead and use one of the natural hand sanitizers that's non-alcohol based. I like the one called CleanWell. Or if not available, use with caution any of the isopropyl alcohol based hand sanitizers, especially with children. The fumes can be toxic, so just be careful. It's not something children are supposed to play with. Wash your hands before preparing or eating food or treating a cut or a wound, and of course after going to the bathroom, changing diapers or cleaning a child who has gone to the bathroom, blowing your nose, coughing, sneezing, handling an animal or animal waste. A lot of us have pets, and we don't think twice about petting the pet, and we don't wash our hands, so it's important to remember that. Handling garbage and certainly treating a cut or wound. And avoid touching your eyes, your nose, or your mouth. The germs spread that way. And avoid sharing food or drinks and close contact with sick people. And if you've got kids, it's really not the time for big parties and gatherings. It's an easy way for them to get sick. Now, if you are sick with the flu illness, the CDC recommends that you stay home for at least 24 hours after your fever is gone, except to get medical care for other necessities. Now, your fever should be gone without the use of fever-reducing medicine. In other words, if you have to take a medicine to reduce the fever, then your fever's not gone. And keep away from others as much as possible, just good sense. Now, going a little bit more into some of the proactive things you can do, obviously good sleep and exercise, drink fluids, especially water, and I don't consider sodas and tea and coffee to be fluids. You really want water or dilute juices or vegetable juices, natural juices, and drink warm drinks. Believe it or not, they can kill the viruses in the throat. So what you want to do is make sure you have some hot tea, a light tea, an herb tea, and avoid sodas, alcohol, junk foods, refined foods, sugars, chips, the things we talk about on this show all the time, and choose healthy, nutrient-dense foods. It's not the time to pig out on junk. Gargle twice a day with warm salt water. Now, if you're drinking hot liquids, that may be enough because this virus can stay 12 to 24 or longer, 24 hours or longer in the nasal area and in the mouth. And so anything you can do to keep it from thriving will benefit you. In other words, it can be in those tissues long before it actually becomes an infection. So gargle with warm salt water. And H1N1 can take as much as 2 to 3 days, as I said, 12 to 24, but it can take longer after the initial infection. So this is simple, it's inexpensive, it's easy to do. Clean your nostrils at least once every day with warm salt water. Now you can just use saline and spray it in there. There is a product called XLEAR. X-Clear, basically. It's a nasal spray, nasal relief, and it's got xylitol, that's the X, and it's got saline. Now, what xylitol does is it keeps bacteria from adhering to mucosal tissues. It makes it slippery so they don't stick, and it gives a bit of a sweet taste. Xylitol is in gum, chewing gum that's designed to prevent decay. It's in some toothpastes because it has this anti-decay effect within the oral cavity. And that's, again, because the bacteria don't stick. And it's very well tolerated by children, this spray. So daily spraying can be very effective. And blow the nose hard once a day and swab both nostrils with cotton buds dipped in warm salt water if you don't want to use the spray. Now, as far as supplements, we always talk about the basic for supplements, which is a multiple vitamin mineral for age, stage, and gender. Now, adults would do really well with the Multi-2 by Pathways. Village Green has that, but they also have a variety of products by Metagenics and Zymogen and Doctor's Choice by Enzymatic Therapy. They've got Doctor's Choice for men, for women, for teens. Very nice line. Emergency is also another good one, and it's good for kids or adults who can't swallow capsules. And they have a vitamin mineral kind of fizzy. It's a powder that you put in water and it makes a fizzy fruity drink. Omega-3 fatty acids are core, especially those that have vitamin D with them. And I like Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega D3 for adults, and they have a liquid for kids because it has the vitamin D and omega-3. Most important is a probiotic. That's the good flora for the gut. And Village Green has one called 35 billion Polydophilus or Ultra Gerodophilus, which is 40 billion. It sounds like a lot, but it's not. If you make your own cultured foods, which we've talked about a lot on the show, you'll get about 700 billion per serving. So most of us in this culture are not getting enough cultures, as in other cultures. They consume and make a lot of cultured foods. Now, yogurt is what comes to mind for most people, but sauerkraut is a cultured food. Kombucha tea is a cultured tea. These are very high in count. If they're homemade, if they're commercial, they may be a lot lower. Now, boost your immunity if you're exposed. Increase probiotics. 70% of the entire immune system in your body is in the human gut, and it's in the mucosal tissues, and it's fed by probiotics. So take, instead of 5 or 10 billion, 50 to 100 billion. And there are chewable ones. Kirkman Lab makes one for children that are excellent. Extra vitamin D, a big booster for immunity. And there's some excellent material showing that when vitamin D is deficient, people are much more susceptible to all illnesses, including colds and flus. Quercetin is my favorite bioflavonoid. It's super potent. It's more potent than vitamin C as far as anti-allergy, antihistamine, antiviral. And Pathways carries Quercetin Plus for kids. I love DHIS Junior by Springboard Nutritionals. And then the homeopathic acylococcinum called the Flu Cure. And if you have any signs and symptoms, if it's just a fever or a tummy ache or nausea, go ahead and take it. It's very easy for adults and children. And we might, if we have time, I'll bring in a few other things during the show that talk about studies that have been specific for cold and flu. So I want you to hang in there. We're going to talk with Dr. Mary Lee Yeste, and we will have an exciting conversation. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Mega Food. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Hello, welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, your host, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passero, and we try to bring you a wide variety of information about your health. And I want to remind you, you can catch this show, and for the next 7 weeks, you can catch all of our shows 2 times a week. Thursdays 9 to 10 and Saturdays 10 to 11 on AM 1260. I want to welcome to our show our guest, Mary Lee Yeste. And she is Dr. Yeste, and she's the president of the Nature Therapy Center of Washington. Dr. Yeste is a social worker with a doctorate in health psychology, and is a recognized fellow in both EEG and biofeedback with the Biofeedback Certification Institute of America and is a member of the Academy of Certified Social Workers. We are going to discuss biofeedback, and that's body waves and brain waves using biofeedback productively to optimize health. Welcome to the show, Dr. Esty.
Thank you very much, Dana. It's very nice to be here.
Well, tell us, let's start with the basics. There are some of our listeners who may not be familiar with biofeedback. Tell us a little bit about what biofeedback is and then why people are referred and who refers to you.
We get referrals from physicians and therapists who are sending people they've been working with who, for some reason or another, may not have made as much progress as they would have liked. Very often, the medications they've been on, if they've been on a medication regime, have not done, had the full effect. They often are not pleased with side effects, or they just don't want to start medication, and they're looking for a way to deal with some kinds of symptoms. And there's a broad range of symptoms that can be treated with biofeedback methodologies. And when I use the term biofeedback, I'm also including neurofeedback, which is brainwave biofeedback, a newer form of biofeedback. But we'll just use the umbrella term biofeedback today. So we have schools and teachers who refer students who have attention problems. The largest percentage of referrals are coming from friends of people who have either been clients of ours at the Neurotherapy Center or have seen what's happened to people who have come to us for help for various things. Pain is a very, very common, treatment for pain is a very common reason for referral. So many people have headache, migraine, TMJ, various kinds of body pain, maybe following an accident. Of course, there are people who have fibromyalgia, which is a very pervasive kind of pain. And we've done research with fibromyalgia. But also common are the chronic conditions such as hypertension, anxiety, irritable bowel syndrome, mood disorders, depression, anxiety, panic attacks. And then extremely common is the concern about one's memory, short-term memory. Where did I leave my keys? How come I can't keep track of this, that, or the other thing? And that raises some very interesting questions. We have a body of research behind us in treating the after effects of mild to moderate head injury. Most of us have had concussions at some point in our lives. There are two levels of concussion before one loses consciousness. Most people don't know that. And one of the enduring things that follows that, that can become chronic, is headache, fatigue, and short-term memory problems. So we're always asking about those questions. I have a published study that was an NIH-funded study for mild to moderate brain injury, and that I learned so much from those people. So I've now treated over 700 people with mild to moderate brain injury. And a lot of pediatric neurologists are now saying that they recognize and begin to pay a lot of attention to early childhood history of falls, the little tumbles down the stairs, out of the crib, out of the, you know, the swan dive off of the high chair or something, or being a passenger in a car that's been rear-ended or in some kind of accident. The forces involved jiggle the brain inside the skull, and the inside of the skull is very rough, can cause a lot of problems. And we don't pay much attention to it. We get over it, you know, it seems fine. But gradually over time, we may begin to have these little problems that some of us jokingly call Partheimers. It's not Alzheimer's, it's Partheimers.
I love that.
So, it's descriptive, isn't it?
It is.
So what wonderful computer technology has made available to us now, the simple laptops, the PCs that most of us have, but with special programs, it's possible with different kinds of biofeedback to display to a person what's going on inside the skin. For example, How are your muscles firing? And all of these things share a rhythmic kind of a response. Muscles fire electrically. We can see on the screen when they're not working together right, and that is the most common cause of chronic headache, is a muscle imbalance. And we're so good, my colleague Emily Perlman is so good at dealing with this, that Kaiser neurologists made us providers, and they send us the people they haven't been able to help who have chronic headache.
Wonderful.
And we, you know, treat a lot of different kinds of pain. And I think it's really a testament to the effectiveness of this kind of biofeedback, electromyography, or for short, EMG, that Aetna now considers EMG and covers EMG treatment for headache, irritable bowel syndrome, TMJ, you know, jaw problems, chronic constipation, and Raynaud's. There's some other things too, but they simply stated about a year and a half to 2 years ago that there's enough research now that says that this is effective, that they will consider reimbursement for treatment. And I think that's very important to know. So we have a really good time in our office helping people reduce pain. Obviously, we don't help everybody, but we've got a really good record. Even Oliver Sacks, in his book Migraine, talks about patient of his who was helped a lot by biofeedback for migraine. And he knows quite a bit about migraine.
Yes, he does. You know, I'm fascinated by the breadth of conditions that can benefit from neurobiofeedback. And I want to make sure and give your website. It's called neurotherapycenters.com.
Yes, and it's plural. There's an S in there, which throws a lot of people.
The Neurotherapy Centers, and they are located at 7920 Norfolk Avenue in Bethesda, Maryland, so we're local here. I'm fascinated about the memory. We have several segments on the show, and I hope we can cover as much as possible. But this interests me both for adults, obviously, but also for children with the ADD, and I know that's what you cover as well. So is it very similar when you're dealing with an adult who might be having memory problems compared to a child with ADD who has problems with focus, attention, and memory?
Similar, yes, in terms of its effect on daily life. Of course, that looks different for an adult than it does for a child.
Sure.
For the child, of course, there's the fidgeting in school. I mean, it's almost impossible to concentrate if you can't, you know, if the brain isn't firing in a nice balanced fashion. So we make a map of brainwave firing, and our clients get a copy of that map in the beginning. Because just as if the muscles are not working together as they should smoothly, if parts of the brain aren't talking to each other in a good, smooth fashion so that a message sent from one place gets to another one as it should, things don't work right. You can't remember well. It's very difficult to concentrate. And of course, the most common things for children are fidgeting. They forget their homework. They sit down to do the homework, but they're actually pretty soon they're doing something else. And in fact, today we were putting together some data on about 60 people we've treated with whom we kept systematic data over the last year or so. And we have a really wonderful reduction of symptoms. And of course, mood gets involved because kids and adults get irritable when they can't remember what they need to remember. It's taking too long to do whatever it is that they're supposed to do. But a common factor between them, adults and children, is fatigue. Not only the mental fatigue, but they get physically tired. They just don't have the energy that they should have.
And that's just because there's so much going on inside the brain and it's not going smoothly.
Right. And the brain consumes, according to the experts that I hear at meetings, about 25% of the calories, the energy that we burn. And if we don't eat right, and that's your field, the nutrition is so important, and we urge people to to pay attention to that. The brain can't work well. It can't work well for us.
It's an interesting connection between diet, glucose control. There have been studies showing a 10-20 point drop in IQ on the wrong meal as compared to the right meal.
We've been stressing protein for breakfast because so many people don't eat breakfast, and if they eat it, the American diet is largely sugar and carbs and not much protein. And our children, our teenagers, are very nicely reporting that I'm doing much better in school now that I'm eating this stuff for breakfast.
I want to remind you, listeners, you're hearing this from somebody else other than me, because we talk about this every show, protein first in the morning, first thing to pass your lips. We're going to spend more time talking with Dr. Esty. Right now, we've got to take a brief break. You are listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, and I am Dana Lake, your host for this segment.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Megafood. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Hi, welcome back, listeners, to The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passero to bring a wide variety of information about you and your health. And we've been talking with Mary Lee Esty, PhD, and we're talking about biofeedback and neurobiofeedback and how to treat a variety of conditions. And on the break, we were discussing something very exciting. She's got some research. Tell us about that. I think it's fascinating.
Well, I and everyone in my office is having a wonderful time offering treatment in a formal study to OEF-OIF soldiers, Iraq-Afghanistan veterans who have been through traumatic experiences. So they have a combination of traumatic brain injury, TBI, and or PTSD, the post-traumatic stress disorder, as a result of their experiences there. So the results of this study have been so good that we now have data published from them in the Journal of Pain, because headache has been incredibly responsive to this. And headache is probably the most common aftermath of traumatic brain injury, and if it becomes chronic. And recently, a abstract also in the Journal of Head Trauma Rehabilitation and also in the Journal of Neuropsychiatry and Clinical Neurosciences. So what we have seen with these folks who have been pretty seriously injured in most cases is tremendous return of cognitive functioning, the short-term memory. Virtually all of them were saying they couldn't read anymore. I would try to read. Remember, I was talking about mental fatigue. They'd try, and they just would get so tired. The eyes just wouldn't go, and the brain couldn't remember what was happening. So you get the physical fatigue, the mental fatigue, the headache, sleep problems, of course, flashbacks, withdrawing from people, not wanting to go out in public, because there was also the danger of having the tremendous anxiety come back if there's a loud noise. So, and anger, road rage, oh my goodness, that's huge.
Mm.
So what is so exciting about this is that we now have, just give an example of one young woman who had some years of college before she went in to the military, and she served 4 tours and had several head injuries. And she would try to read, she couldn't read. By the time we finished, she was not only reading, she had had a repeat of her neuropsych test, which had been done at Walter Reed when she first came, and everything was better.
Excellent.
She was very excited. When she left, she told me, and they each can get up to 25 treatments, and by the way, we're still looking for more people for that study as well as for others that we have underway. She said, I think I'm going to go back to school now and get a degree in psychology because I know how to treat PTSD and TBI now. I talked with her recently, and when she's on the West Coast somewhere, she told the VA that she wanted to start her GI Bill and take classes, and they said, well, you can't go to college. You had a TBI. She said, of course I can go to college. And so they finally let her take some minor courses at a small college to prove herself. Well, she aced everything. So her plans have changed. She is now a biochemistry major and planning on being an MD.
Wow.
She said, why not go for it all? And I suspect that she will make it all. So this kind of thing happens, and it happened repeatedly, and our results are so significant that just for the statisticians out there, virtually everything is in the 0.001 range of significance, which is highly significant. And this was with a very, very difficult population. So this is pretty exciting.
It really is. How long has the study been going on?
I started this in May of 07. And at the moment, I'm treating a young Marine. We're almost through. He's very interesting. He went into the Navy because school hadn't been all that good for him, and he was wounded twice over there, and he just after a few treatments just suddenly felt like he had to write, and he started writing poetry. Some of his stuff has now been published, and he is in the process of doing things that need to be done so that he can enter journalism school.
Excellent.
And he's very excited. Is to use his words, this has changed my life. And we are used to hearing that at the Neurotherapy Center. There are many kinds of biofeedback. We treat hypertension, irritable bowel syndrome, anxiety. We have a special kind of program. It's not the neurofeedback, but another kind of biofeedback that's quite comprehensive and absolutely beautiful screen. Makes it very easy to see what's going on inside several organ systems in the body. So that people who've had lifelong panic attacks, you're not going to believe this, in sometimes fewer than 5 sessions, they can get rid of them.
Now, you were reading my mind because I was going to ask you about how many sessions for some of these conditions. No, I've actually seen years ago some neurobiofeedback and seen the effects of it. So I'm very impressed, and I've certainly seen some of your patients that have benefited too.
Right.
That's fascinating that you can do that in 5.
Well, we've treated over 1,700 people now at the Neurotherapy Center. The average number of sessions is 15.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that includes people who've had stroke, been paralyzed, who've maybe had 70, 80, I don't know, I guess we may have done one or two people who might have had 100, but, you know, people who've had really, really serious injuries. Obviously, you're not going to help them very, very quickly. But 15 is a pretty good number. Now, the soldiers, for example, the study offers 25 sessions. These are half-hour sessions. They're very short. The data all show that by session 10 to 12, they're all more than 50% better. That is, the symptom reduction ratings are down that far.
Now, do they need to come back for after a length of time to sort of be reset?
Only if there's a new trauma in most cases. Obviously, if it's a new trauma, it's a new situation, illness, some kind of horrible life event. Again, it depends. People with fibromyalgia are a special class, in my view, mm-hmm. because very often there's chronic infection. There are a lot of things going on that really are not understood, I'm convinced.
Right.
But we're pretty good at figuring them out. In fact, we've been very successful in identifying whether people who've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia may have a chronic parasitic infection.
Yes, many of them do.
And they get overlooked, and they struggle and struggle and struggle.
That's right. So treatments of all kinds, whether they're traditional or non-traditional, may not be effective if they haven't addressed that.
Right. If as wonderful as biofeedback is of all kinds, and as you can tell, I'm sort of biased in its favor, when there's something wrong metabolically, that has to be fixed.
Yes.
Whether it's nutrition, some kind of chronic condition like diabetes or something like that, it hasn't been discovered. These things have to be taken care of. But sometimes we've been able to help identify that, well, you know, you need to get this looked at.
Yeah, it gives you, as a practitioner, I run into it as in the nutrition practice, when you hit the wall, you know you've got to look elsewhere. And I think mm-hmm. that's the hardest thing professionals have. We're used to being successful, and we hit that wall. And it takes a lot of experience to finally be able to step back and say, look, I've gone as far as I can go. We need homeopathy.
Right.
We
right.
need this. You
right.
need parasites treated. You need physical therapy, dental, whatever it is.
Right.
And having been in a huge alternative medicine group, I learned a lot from mm-hmm. osteopaths and acupuncturists, and it helps me identify
right.
where I'm at my limit.
Right. It amazes me how commonly structural problems are overlooked.
Yes.
A lot of people with fibromyalgia have been through a whiplash accident. And what doesn't get looked at is the neck. And the natural lordotic curve of the neck has often been changed. It's incredibly painful. And it requires very special treatment. And I can't, there have been, I don't know, maybe 10 or fewer people who've come in with the x-rays, or we've sent them for an x-ray or an MRI, and the radiologist will say, well, maybe you were born that way. Well, you know, it's sort of unlikely since they didn't have the pain before the accident. And
it's an easy way to excuse things, you know. And that's what I love about what I do, because I look at the whole patient. Mm-hmm. I look at their structure. I'm a dental hygienist by training. I look at the TMJ. Uh-huh. I see if their hips are uneven, if their shoulders
right.
high. And then I try to direct them to what's comfortable for them, because we also have to base referrals on where a person's comfort level
right.
is.
One of the wonderful things about the comprehensive autonomic feedback that we do for panic and IBS is that you can see specific measures of both the arousal side of the nervous system and the calming side of the nervous system to see specifically what's going on. So very often, my colleague Emily Perlman will identify a cardiac problem and get them to a cardiologist.
I want to explore this in the next segment. You've just, listeners, I'm sure you're interested. You're listening to Dr. Mary Lee Esty, and we are having a wonderful conversation here on the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and we will be back right after this break. Stay with us.
Wait, don't buy inferior, overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Mega Food. Wait, don't buy inferior, overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior, overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior, overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Hello, welcome back to the final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I've been your host for this hour, and I am so glad that we've had this conversation with Dr. Mary Lee Esty. It has been fascinating. We're talking about biofeedback, neurobiofeedback, and the wonderful applications. What I'd like you to do, Dr. Esty, is just summarize, as you did in the beginning, the conditions, and then let's go on with some of the final points you wanted to make.
Okay. In terms of an overview, I got into biofeedback because I was interested in people with chronic conditions like hypertension, headache, sort of chronic stress conditions. And gradually that led into learning about neurofeedback, which was in its sort of infancy stages at that point. And then just by chance, some people at NIH got interested in what I had seen happen with the kind of neurofeedback that I do with people who had brain injury, traumatic brain injury. And I was asked to accept an NIH grant to see what we could do for the symptoms of mild, moderate traumatic brain injury. That's led to everything I've done since. But the overall outcome of that path of learning so much about traumatic brain injury has been to recognize, because we treat people with so many different kinds of conditions, the commonality of the enduring effect of a brain injury on many, many diagnostic categories. For example, many people who suffered with depression throughout their lives have, in fact, a history of childhood brain injury, and sometimes not just mild brain injury either, but it's been overlooked. And so the common things that follow are the fatigue, tremendous physical fatigue, which becomes impossible to distinguish from mental fatigue, cognitive fogginess, the whole memory thing we talked about before. Like, I can't ever remember somebody's name. You know, I try and try and try, and I can't remember names. To concentrate on things. School was maybe very difficult. A common one is difficulty following a conversation. You have a conversation with somebody, and you suddenly realize, I can't remember what they just said, so you sort of make up something. Smooth it over. Another one is difficulty making decisions. And tremendously common is a lack of motivation. You really intend to do something, but you sort of never quite do it. I think the funniest story I heard about that with a guy who came because of depression was that, and he had had several head injuries, and nobody ever thought there was a connection. But one day, and we were tracking this symptom for him, was procrastination, putting things off, not starting things. He came in and said, I think I'm getting better. I got flashlight batteries. And I said, okay, what was so interesting about that? He said, well, I have one of these great big maglight things, and I've been meaning to get batteries for it, and I just picked it up on Saturday, and I got batteries. And I said, well, that's nice. Had it been there a while? He says, yes, it had been 10 years by the front door, and I just never did it.
That's procrastination.
That is procrastination. And it's interesting that I certainly never before would have thought of these items as being a part of an aftermath of a head injury or concussion. There was a fascinating study published recently. I can't remember the journal, but it's a British journal. And they were looking at the connection between early childhood injury and a later diagnosis, 10 years later, of attention deficit problems in children. And they studied 62,000 children. It's a huge number. This included children who'd been hospitalized with burn injuries and TBI. What they found is that 10 years later, those who had been diagnosed who had had a head injury were 10 times more likely to be diagnosed with an attention deficit problem than the control group. And when you take the DSM-IV, the Statistical Manual accepted official elements that comprise a diagnosis of either one or the other, there's a huge overlap between the two. So now when children come in diagnosed with ADD, we're asking these questions. It doesn't matter in terms of our treatment. It doesn't make a difference in how we treat people if whether they know that they've had a head injury or not, because we make a map of the brainwave activity, and that map does two or three things. One, it tells us, is this someone we might be able to help or not? So right there, you've got a good idea. Second, is this an appropriate treatment, or do they need to do something else? And third, it then acts as a guide to treatment. So we track these symptoms. So coming back to our title of waves, body waves and brain waves, they talk to us. They tell us a story. What is happening inside this body? You know, is it functioning smoothly or not? And then we can repeat those maps over time to see if we're getting a change, if we need to. We don't always need to. Because after all we're after and all we want for people is to make their lives easier. And that's something I'm pretty comfortable saying in most cases we will be able to do. I can't always say exactly what it will be or how much, especially in the beginning. But I consider every single session to be a reevaluation. Are we on the right track? We don't say you have to come 20 times. We're going to decide today whether does it make sense to come next week, whatever. So we can treat a lot of people because these are usually short sessions, usually 30 minutes. Traditional neurofeedback sessions are probably 45 minutes. We combine those. We can combine several kinds of biofeedback. In my office, we have Dr. Michael Sitar, Dr. Elsie Ferguson. We have Diane Tu, who's a nurse who can do body therapy. And then Emily Perlman and myself and Diane Badger, who is also trained in these things. So we have a lot to offer people, and sometimes it's just simply pointing them in a different direction, but sometimes that's what's needed.
This has been very enlightening, and it reminds me of a conversation I had with a psychiatrist who approaches his patients looking for early trauma. He finds that many depressions, anxieties, obsessive compulsive disorders, even types of bipolar presentations, and he described it as a brain injury. Now, his treatment is, of course, focusing on the medical and doing scans of the brain to see about identifying where it is. But here you've got two different disciplines coming to the same conclusion, and I find it fascinating. Dr. Esty, we must have you back on again, and thank you.
Well, thank you, and we rely very much on our medical partners to work together, because very often people can reduce medication, but that has to be directed by the prescribing physician. That's not something we can do. So it really is a partnership.
And docs are really happy to have that happen. I find that in my practice, too. We work as partners. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Esty. And I want to remind you that it's neurotherapycenters.com. And the telephone number is 301-652-7175.
And thank you, Dana.
Oh, you're welcome. And listeners, remember to go green with Village Green. They have a fabulous program. Go on the website, myvillagegreen.com, and you can participate in going green. They'll explain how you can purchase green, E-certified, Cool Watson renewable energy certificates. So go ahead on the website and check that out. And I want to thank you for joining us, listeners, and remind you to tune in for the next 7 weeks. You can hear this show 2 times a week, Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m., and Saturday mornings from 10 to 11. And you can access this show or any of the shows through myvillagegreen.com. Remember to take care of yourself and at least one other person and go green. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a really great day.